From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Consumer prices have eased down a bit, declining 0.1% in October thanks to a sharp drop in gasoline prices. Excluding the volatile energy and food categories, the Labor Department says prices were up 0.1%. A congressional supercommittee has 1 week left to agree on a plan to reduce the federal deficit by more than $1 trillion over the next decade. The top Republican on the panel is not optimistic, and neither are most Americans, according to a new CNN ORC poll. But Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says there is still time to reach a deal.
Congress and government generally don't do things until the last minute. The last minute is fast approaching.
If the panel does not reach agreement, sweeping automatic spending cuts would kick in. President Obama says the U.S. is expanding its military presence in Australia, with eventually 2,500 Marines and other military personnel to be deployed at a base there.
This deepening of our alliance sends a clear message of our commitment to this region, a commitment that is enduring and unwavering.
The president speaking at a news conference with Australia's Prime Minister, Julia Gillard.
This will involve more frequent movements of U.S. military aircraft into and out of northern Australia.
China's foreign ministry is already questioning the new agreement. Assistant Penn State football coach Mike McQuarrie has reportedly said in an email message to a former classmate that he helped stop an alleged sexual assault on a boy by the team's former defensive coordinator and that he talked to police about the incident. McQuarrie has been criticized for not acting decisively after witnessing the alleged assault. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports the child sex abuse scandal at Penn State is prompting alleged victims of other unrelated abuse incidents to come forward.
Kelly Clark, an attorney in Portland, Oregon, says he received about 30 calls from people last week, coming forward with their stories of abuse for the first time. Clark, who represents alleged victims, says unlike most of the Catholic sex abuse cases, there have been major consequences at Penn State. Former assistant coach Jerry Sandusky was indicted. The university's president and its legendary coach were fired.
So I think there might be a certain sense in which a person that's been carrying this around all their lives now feels like, maybe it's safe for me to come forward.
Several other attorneys agree, saying the Penn State scandal is motivating a wider and more diverse audience than the typical church scandal, people watching football. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.
Dozens of Occupy Wall Street protesters are holding forth in the park that was cleared of tents by order of New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg. Police have told the demonstrators they can't sleep there anymore. No problem, says protester Teddy Mapes.
I got a hooded poncho and I got a space blanket. Tell him, Bloomberg, I ain't going nowhere.
A state Supreme Court judge has ruled the protesters do not have a First Amendment right to camp at the park. This is NPR News. A House subcommittee holds a hearing this morning about how to make a controversial new form of natural gas extraction as safe as possible. Hydraulic fracturing, or fracking, involves breaking up shale deep beneath the Earth's surface to release trapped natural gas. NPR's Paul Brown joins us now. And Paul, what's the big risk in that process?
The big concern, Craig, is contamination of groundwater and drinking water by the highly toxic fluids that are used to help force natural gas out of those rock formations. The energy industry insists the process is safe. It's pushing very hard to expand fracking in a number of states. Some landowners who lease to the energy companies are thrilled as well. C.B. Leatherwood of Louisiana, for example, showed CBS 60 Minutes a check for more than $400,000.
I never dreamed of money like this.
Now, on the other side are people like Truman Bennett of Pennsylvania. He told Britain's Ecologist TV that his well water and pond were ruined by a small spill of fracking fluid.
They've told us not to drink it and don't bathe in it. From our heaven, now it's turned into our hell.
So, Paul, what can we expect to find out from the hearing today?
We should find out a little about what the interested parties have to say about creating the sort of consistent regulations which are currently absent that might keep the process as safe as possible.
Thanks, Paul. This is NPR's Paul Brown in Washington. Duke's basketball coach Mike Krzyzewski now has the most wins ever for a Division I coach, 903. He set the record as the Blue Devils downed Michigan State last night at Madison Square Garden. Coach K says he's glad the waiting is over.
There's too much attention focused on me for this last week.
Krzyzewski says he's also glad the record was set at Madison Square Garden, which he called hallowed ground for basketball. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.